The mobile protest, consisting of cars and bicycles, drove around Oakland to houses belonging to landlords who have been targeting tenants for eviction. Many of the protesters have been on rent strikes since the spring, when the economic shutdown forced thousands out of work. And although a patchwork of different eviction moratoriums offers some protection, renters fear that it won't last forever. Outside of a nondescript-looking building on Harrison Street, protester Emily Stone points out that SMC, a large East Bay rental company, purchased the building after the 2008 foreclosure crisis for just $230,000. The building is now worth $1.4 million and is one of 600 rental units owned by SMC.
They're one of the biggest landlords in Oakland. They're one of the biggest evictors in Oakland. Over the course of a six-year period, they served 350 evictions.
Stone says that SMC has been trying to serve illegal eviction notices to renters during the pandemic.
We organized in October in response to eviction notices that SMC started serving to Oakland tenants, taking advantage of a new California law that doesn't apply here because we have stronger protections, but they served 15-day eviction notices to people. Then we organized in response to that. Then they backed down, rescinded those notices. They're still not negotiating with us, but we're going to continue to organize until that happens. And now they're serving the same eviction notices to tenants in Berkeley.
One of the Berkeley tenants who received an eviction notice from SMC is Loa Numetolu. She worked at Alameda County Behavioral Health, providing mental health care for LGBTQ youth. But when her program was shut down due to the pandemic, she lost two-thirds of her income. As a result, she hasn't been paying the rent and thought she was protected by the moratorium. She was shocked when the eviction notice appeared on her door.
It stopped me in my tracks. It filled me with anxiety, with trepidation about where am I going to go next, what am I going to do. But I find strength in the union and the tenant council. And that's where I know that I could show up to our weekly tenant meeting and I can talk to the council members and they will support me.
Tenant and Neighborhood Councils, or TANC, is a Bay Area-wide tenants union that is pushing back against evictions. And they have had some success. The SMC Tenant Council, for example, was able to force SMC to rescind the illegal eviction notices they sent to their tenants. Stone, who's part of the SMC Tenant Council, says they've been trying to get SMC to come to the table and negotiate for weeks, but that no meaningful progress has been made. When reached for comment, SMC provided a statement to KPFA. Quote, "For those tenants who remain in a difficult financial situation, SMC remains confident that a meaningful compromise can be reached that meets all parties' objectives." Sam LaFave has been helping to organize neighborhood tenant councils.
The rent strike emerged as a strategy to basically force landlords to come to the table and negotiate around canceling back rent, reducing rent moving forward, and concessions like that.
When the moratoriums eventually end, those who haven't been paying rent will still owe thousands of dollars in back rent. To many tenants, the idea of a massive payment coming due all at once is a terrifying thought. And so rent forgiveness is a key demand of the rent strikers. LaFave says the rent strike is also part of a much larger movement to try and resolve long-standing tensions around housing insecurity in the Bay Area.
We're opposed to a system that, you know, creates and allocates housing based on profit instead of need. So, you know, the consequences of this system are all around us, where we have luxury apartments sitting empty above homeless encampments. And so we really believe that the way to push back is for tenants to get organized and take collective action.
For many people living in the Bay, housing insecurity is a deeply personal issue. Jean Cadwell is an essential worker who cooks for someone who's immune compromised, and she also worked as a chef for a catering company. She lost half her income last spring when the catering events she worked at were canceled. She lives with her partner in a live-work warehouse in Oakland and has been on rent strike since the beginning of the pandemic.
We were pretty scared to stop paying rent. You know, there's a perception that the landlord would retaliate. But the thing is, we're already being retaliated against because we don't pay enough as far as they're concerned.
Cadwell says that she was already in a fight with her landlord before the pandemic even began because they were trying to raise the rent.
This warehouse, they want to raise the rent to the point where artists can't live here. So that's where it was going to go anyway. I didn't really feel like I had much to lose.
For many rent strikers, there's a sense that they can't depend on their landlords or the government to solve their problems. So community organizing has become a key tool in making their voices heard. As of right now, a California state eviction moratorium is in place until February 1st of 2021. But that law requires tenants to pay 25% of their rent between September and January to avoid eviction. Oakland and Berkeley tenants are protected by a separate local moratorium that supersedes the state one. This is in effect indefinitely until the city councils decide to end the state of emergency. And in San Francisco, tenants can't be evicted until April 1st, 2021. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Sam Anderson.